Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today we're going to talk about open enrollment. We think of that in terms of the in the context of the Affordable Care Act and the need to do so within a period of time. Otherwise, you face traditionally faced a tax penalty. Joining me, of course, is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, jump in here about open enrollment and what people need to know specifically in terms of different types of plans and options for their health care.
This applies to everybody. Every health insurance plan has open enrollment. And basically, the reason for it is they need to set their pricing for the year. And so the way they do that is by only having a narrow window for people each year to sign up. If you don't sign up for health insurance during open enrollment, you typically cannot sign up for health insurance until the next open enrollment period a year later, unless you experience a qualifying life event, such as having a baby, losing insurance for a reason other than non-payment, moving to a different state, getting married, or divorced, among others.
So it's ultimately for the benefit of the insurance provider. The vast majority of Americans get their health insurance through an employer. Does it vary among depending on your employer when your open enrollment is?
Yes. So open enrollment periods are set by the employer and whoever their insurers are, and it can happen at any time of the year. However, it is usually in the autumn, in the last few months of the year, and the new coverage begins at the start of the next year. So, for example, it could last from October to November in 2017, with new plans starting and new coverage starting January 1st, 2018.
Let's touch on the health insurance exchanges.
So as of now, the 2018 open enrollment period in exchanges runs from November 1st, 2017 to December 15th, 2017. Plans sold during open enrollment start January 1st of 2018. Plan information is still available at www.healthcare.gov. And exchange plans share an open enrollment period with individual plans sold through the traditional insurance market.
We've talked often here about the importance of Medicare and signing up within the prescribed period of time, particularly as you approach that 65-year-old mark. So let's remind our listeners about Medicare and signing up within that essential period of time that's required.
So a person's initial open enrollment is the 7 months surrounding their 65th birthday. So a person can sign up in the 3 months prior to their birthday month, during their birthday month, and the 3 months after their birthday. It is very important to note that if you sign up late for Medicare, you will pay a penalty for life. So it's very important that you sign up during those 7 months. After your initial enrollment in Medicare, annual open enrollment is every year between October 15th and December 7th.
You live with the penalty if you didn't do it within the seven-month period surrounding the 65 birthday. Give us the essential need to know on with regard to Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, otherwise known as CHIP.
Medicaid is very unique. It's the state-based health insurance plan for lower-income folks and children. And it does not limit enrollments to an open enrollment period. CHIP, which is the government's children's health insurance program, does not limit enrollments to a particular time either. So Medicaid is the exception to the rule. Whenever you qualify, let's say you lose your job and your income drops precipitously, then you can sign up for Medicaid.
Well, Hector, thanks as always. That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.